Welcome to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio, your one stop for creative inspiration. We have a terrific hour of ideas and tips for you today, so let's get to it. Here's your host, Pat Sloan.
Hello, so glad you're here this afternoon at American Patchwork and Quilting Radio, where we have all the best quilting guests come in and hang out and chat and just share all kinds of cool things. I've got two different sets of guests, one person, and then after the second half, we have a design team. So let me just tell you first that I am more than thrilled to have my friend Monica Solario Snow come on here, who is the Happy Zombie. So if you follow the Happy Zombie blog and buy Monica's fabric, you know you're in for a fabulous treat. So Monica, so we're going to be sitting here drinking coffee, aren't we?
Hi, Pat.
Hi.
Well, yeah, except I just spilled mine, so.
Oh, darn.
No worries. No worries.
I hope it was a cold one and not a hot coffee.
Yeah, I know. I just spilled it, too, so. Yeah. Oh, well.
You are a gem, my dear, a gem.
Oh, you're too kind. You're too kind.
Now, Monica, you have been designing for a while now, and I know that you're a wonderful contributor to American Patchwork and Quilting Magazine. So I first thought maybe we could talk about a couple of projects that you have out there, and then you and I have some really fun stuff.
Yeah.
So let's first talk about, we have, you did a project called Pick a Pocket Purse, and I like have fabric selected on my counter right now to do this project.
Oh, that is one of my favorite bags. And you know, it's been republished by American Patchwork and Quilting People and various publications. So it's kind of been around and it keeps going. So I think people really like it. And it's funny because it started with, I had just made it one day, and I'd used it, and every time I'd go somewhere, someone would say, where did you get that purse? I love that purse. So I was like, oh, I make it, you know? And then one day, Jill Mead, who's the editor of Quilt & More, she called me and said, hey, we need a bag. Do you happen to have a bag, Chatter? And I said, sure. And then just, I mean, she sent me the fabric. We did this, like within a couple of days, you know?
Yeah.
And everything went express here and express there.
Yeah.
And it was done, and then poof, it was like on the newsstands, like overnight. Because, well, you know how things are with a magazine, takes a while, and, you know, this and that. And it was like overnight. So it was one of those things on the fly. So Jill knows that I love the on the fly stuff. So
yeah, you're good. You're good for on the demand, for quilt emergencies. That's what
quilt
I call
emergencies.
Those.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, the 911 quilter. That's Monica. Do you have a bag, Monica? No bags here. That's so this bag has like pockets on the outside.
Right.
And is there any sort of tips you can give people, like a little insider thing on making this one?
Well, I would just say follow the directions exactly. And this pattern is available online at allpeoplequilt.com.
Mm-hmm.
And just follow the directions exactly, and it's really simple once you kind of look at it and go, oh, that's easy. It just kind of like magic happens when you start sewing all your seams together. and so, that's the fun part. I get a lot of feedback from it, too, that people say, oh, I thought it was going to be so hard, and it was easy, so... It's one of those things, just kind of look at the whole instructions and look at the illustrations, and then it's like magic.
Yes. I have it made a bag for a while. So I decided when I was looking at the stuff to talk to you, I thought, you know, this is one. It looks so quick, so I can have instant gratification.
And that's the thing, it is quick. So.
Yeah, we like that. We like that. Now, the other one I want to talk about is, you know, absolutely too adorable for words. Just two. It is your little treat tote.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my gosh. It's so cute.
Thank you.
Have to tell people the handles. The handles are the best part.
Well, you can either make your own handles or use a ribbon handle.
Yes, ribbons. Ribbons are so cute.
Yeah, and there's so many great ribbons out there and rickrack and whatnot. And that project is another one where Jill Mead calls me and said, can you do like a little goodie bag or a cheap bag? And I thought, All right. I'll think of something. Sure, I can do that. And, you know, I had no time to procrastinate. See, that's my problem. I'm a procrastinator. So when given, you know, an opportunity not to be able to procrastinate, you know, maybe I can pull something out of my bra or something.
Yes.
You know? But that's
this
another one where, like, it can go fast if you want to use ribbon for the handles.
Right.
Or if you want to make your own handles, you know, that'll take a little more time. So it just depends on how much time you want to put into it and what you want to use. So.
And they're very tiny, so they're very, very cute.
Thank you. They're like little tiny L.L. Bean bags.
Yeah, they're adorable. My girlfriend, we were going on like a road trip, and she made one for everybody for the car, and she put those little tiny water bottles and like a little bits of candy in it for us. It was so sweet.
How cute.
Yeah, I love them.
So, but that, I had fun making that, you know, it's just seeing what the people, you know, feedback I've gotten on that too, what they're using it for. It's like, I just want this big idea pool. Like, what did you use it for? You know, I want to know.
Yeah, we should have like a contest or something. You know, tell us what went in the sweet treats bag. You know?
Oh, there you go. Oh, that's a good idea. All right, everybody, go to Pat's blog.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to go to your blog. All right, so let's talk fabric, because I think you love fabric nearly as much as I do.
Just maybe.
Just maybe, yeah. I mean, we might be at a close tie there. So your newest fabric line is just wonderful. Wonderful.
Thank you.
And you're going to have to explain it, though, because it has a name that has to have a story behind it.
Okay, now, I thought, oh, this will be easy for everybody to pronounce. But when I got to market, I found out there were a lot of people that didn't know how to pronounce it. And so it was kind of like fill in your own words. So people would say happy, just anything that starts with an M, yum, yum. So I told them it's mochi.
Mochi. M-O-C-H-I.
Yeah.
Happy mochi yum yum.
Yeah. And mochi is a pounded rice treat in Japan and Hawaii. It's very common in Hawaii as well.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times there'll be a New Year's Day celebration where families and friends get together and they have like mochi pounding. And the men will take turns and they pound the rice. And then it makes the glutinous like dough.
Uh-huh.
And then some people fill it with like red beans and other sweet treats. It's not very sweet. It's on the sweet side, but not super duper sweet like candy.
Okay.
And then if anybody is near a Trader Joe's, you can find mochi ice cream in the freezer. And I'm telling you, if you haven't tried it, you need to go to Trader Joe's right now buy yourself some and eat it right there in the parking lot. It's so good. It's mochi, and then inside is ice cream, and there's like vanilla, chocolate, and strawberries. So, and I don't know if that's just the West Coast Trader Joe's, but you know, hey, it's worth going there to look.
That's right. So I have to make a road trip and report on whether we can find mochi in the East Coast Trader Joe's. So.
And so, mochi when it's like displayed in the grocery stores, like when we lived in Hawaii, like you see a whole end cap of mochi and. Even the Japanese grocery store here in Oregon and Seattle area, it's a display. It almost looks like an end cap of flowers, like little bouquets, all the cute little colors. And some people make a couple of splits and you can turn the little mochi ball into like a little cute little bunny rabbit. So there, if you Google image mochi, there's some really cute stuff that comes up.
So that was my thought that
the mochi look like little bouquets of flowers.
Mm-hmm.
So and then the you know like the not the pun but you know it's rice flour. You know different kind of flour, but still flour. So and my mind's crazy. So
yeah, you have to get into Monica's mind here. But yes, I see it.
And I promise rice my next flowers. Line will not be SpaghettiOs. Although people will be able to pronounce that, so maybe I will.
SpaghettiOs, that's the next line. Yeah, I think it'll be a hot seller. Yeah.
So.
Oh, my goodness. So tell me just, do tell me a little bit about what goes on in the Portland area where you live with quilters. Just because I've discovered through meeting you and through other bloggers, it's like you have like this massive creativity going on in Portland.
You know, it's people. It's amazing how so many people are from the Portland or northern Northwest Oregon area, and I think. I don't know if it's because we have so much rain and so much gray that whatever we are like creativity that's just like trapped inside us just like goes into overdrive and we get really creative to create our own sunshine and color and excitement because we do have a lot of really gray days here and lots of rain. So I don't know if that has something to do with it. We're indoors a lot too. I mean, there's kind of like an unwritten rule here that you can't use an umbrella, but I'm finding more and more of us are rebelling, and I actually bought an umbrella a couple months ago.
Oh, my gosh. And, what a rebel you know, are.
Because we say the rain doesn't stop us, but, you know, it does. It does have its limitations, so we are inside a lot, and I think that makes it very conducive to quilting. And I noticed, like, in Minnesota, too, there's, like, a real hotbed of quilters and designers there. And I think, you know, you get in that area where you have these, like, really harsh winters and people are indoors a lot. And you, you know, so I think that may have something to do with it. Or there's something in the water here. I don't know.
Hold on one second, Monica. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
So when we come back, we'll finish that thought and talk about another one.
Thank you.
Erica Patrick and Quilting Radio.
See what other quilters are up to on the American Patchwork and Quilting page on Facebook. Simply go to facebook.com and search for APQ Magazine.
Make your project so much easier with great products from Sewline. Sewline offers a variety of innovative quality marking tools for quilters and sewers. The Sewline Trio is a 3-in-1 fabric marking tool that allows you to quickly change from black ceramic to white lead to a blank stylus with just one click. Both leads are water-soluble and designed to provide a crisp, clean line that's easy to erase. To purchase Sewline products, visit your local quilt shop.
Beautiful computerized quilting is simple with the HQ Pro Stitcher. Every design becomes a perfect fit for your quilt with the HQ Pro Stitcher. You can resize, repeat, rotate, and crop right on the new 10-inch color touchscreen. No computer needed. The HQ Pro Stitcher works with all HQ Stitch regulated machines and has a quick setup that allows you to get quilting in no time.
Visit HandyQuilter.com to request a free demo DVD or find an HQ rep in your area. Handy Quilter, designed by a quilter for quilters.
Here's a special offer just for radio listeners. Get 2 full years of American Patchwork and Quilting delivered right to your door for less than half the cost on the newsstand. You won't miss an issue that's packed with never-before-seen projects from top designers, complete materials lists for all projects, and easy-to-use pull-out patterns and quilting diagrams. Subscribe today online, and you'll also get a free downloadable pattern. Check it out. Go to allpeoplequilt.com. Take an ultimate shop hop tour of 11 top quilt shops. You'll find them all in the current issue of Quilt Sampler, available now at your local quilt shop or on newsstands.
Hi, we're back with American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. I'm here with Monica Solario Snow. Now, am I saying that right, Monica?
You are, Solario. That's another, you know, it's another one of those things where people I'm probably pronouncing it. So.
I know, we talked about that. It's an East Coast, West Coast thing. It might be a North-South thing. Who knows? Yeah. It's like I have to have it all phonetically spelled out here. And I just, you know, this is just Monica, my good friend.
Yeah. We can my friend Lori Holt from Be In My Bonnet, she said, well, you know, it's got Lori in the middle of your last name. So now I tell people, oh, it's just Lori with an O with an S and an O, so well, that makes it easier. It's good to have friends who are smart.
There you go. I like that. I like that about my friends. But I just wanted to finish the thought from before the break that, yeah, I do agree with you that I think when people live in an area where you have a lot of cold weather, a lot of dreary weather, you do find a lot of creativity. People want to express that and get what's in their head out.
Yeah. And then plus quilting is a real communal art. Like you just want to do it with other people and do it with other friends. So I think you tend to gravitate towards each other, too, and find ways to get together and do that, too. So, like myself, I'm an hour and 40 minutes from Portland, and I think nothing of driving out there to be with my friends. So, you know, that is just...
Yeah, just got to do it. Got to connect with people.
Yeah, quilting's just the best thing ever.
Yes. Absolutely ever, 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 ever. Now, speaking of friends and community, you know, let's just segue that right into the online communities, because you and I are both heavily involved in internet communities of quilters via either Twitter or Facebook or forums. And this past Olympics, the Winter Olympics, we have to talk about this really sort of surge. Wasn't there like a surge of quilters just wanting to sit around and do something together while the Olympics were on?
Yeah, I think so, because some people don't really care about the Olympics, but then it's still a world event. So even if you don't like sports, it's like, we all still kind of got together, you know?
You had to have you had like this common thing going on for so many days, and everybody, even I think creative people, even if they don't watch sports, like to see what people are wearing at the Olympics.
Right. Yeah.
I do. I want to see what are their outfits like? What colors are they using?
Well, my favorite was the Russian outfits. They were this red and white. It looked like this great Russian red work, and had these little swirly cues. And then we even went up to Vancouver. And every time I'd see someone from the Russian team, I don't think they were athletes. They were probably like staff of some sort.
Yeah.
But it's like my son would go, Mom, there's a Russian, and we'd take pictures, you know.
Could you just hold your leg a certain way so I can photograph it, right?
Right.
Now, which leads me to talk about their Norwegian curling team.
Well, they made quite the news because of their outlandish pants that they were wearing.
Oh, my gosh. And if somebody has been, like, you know, on another planet since the Winter Olympics, they were a harlequin.
Right.
Diamonds in red, white, gray.
Yeah. I think the company that makes them, I can't remember off the top of my head, but I think they're called Loudmouth Pants.
Oh, really?
The company or Loudmouth Clothing.
Yes, I'm on your blog there. Loudmouth. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's like, well, that pretty much describes them. So, yeah, so I made a bag out to replicate their pants because I thought, this is just too good to let go. I mean, I have to bring those pants into the quilting world somehow, some way. So I just happened to have a charm pack of Minnick and Simpson's, oh, gosh, I can't remember which line it was now.
Yes, they're Paisley something here. Oh,
yeah.
Bar Harbor.
Bar Harbor. That's what it was. So I made, you know, the pattern in the bag, and it was actually one of my Quilts and More patterns that I revised. So I gave – there's a link to the pattern at allpeoplequilt.com and then my revisions to it to make the Norwegian curling pants.
Yeah, and that's all on your sidebar at thehappyzombie.com.
Right,
so you can
under
see.
Projects.
Yeah, oh my gosh, and you even were so sweet. You did like a layout and everything. You've got like photos of how you did it. It's like, so we both have seen one, at least I've seen just one photo of the next Winter Olympics, sort of peek at what might be happening with fabric and color there.
Yeah.
And it's in Russia.
And I think it's Sochi. I'm not sure if that's the correct pronunciation, which is ironic because Sochi rhymes with mochi. Hopefully it is called Sochi and not something else. But
The Russian flags look like quilts.
Yeah. And so their whole their theme is a quilt. And so yeah. the uniforms, is it the official Russian team airline? Everything has this quilt motif on it and beautiful colors. And yeah. it feels like, as a quilter, like sometimes people who don't know quilting think, oh, yeah, my grandmother did it in the church basement, and don't realize it's a now art, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of like seeing that they're using the quilt is like it's all of us who are quilters, it's like our child has gone off to college and made it to the big time, you know? And now the world knows how awesome and amazing our child is.
Yes.
On the world stage like that. So of all places to see quilt, and to see it in the Olympics, which is such a world event, it's like, wow, we're all rock stars now.
We are. Do you remember, were you quilting yet when the Atlanta did the Summer Olympics and
no.
the quilters there?
I had just made one or two quilts by at that point.
Yeah, they put a book together also, which I have. And
oh.
Yeah, of all the quilts that they did, and they presented to every team, and it's just, it was phenomenal effort.
Oh, that's interesting. I yeah. never even heard of that.
Ah, yeah, there's probably somewhere online you can Google, but the Atlanta Olympics, it was a Summer Olympics. So.
Yeah, we were living in Hawaii at the time, so that, I kind of went on a quilting hiatus when we were in Hawaii. And that goes back to I did a Hawaiian quilt. I did my typical breadfruit quilt. That's the only quilt I made the 6 years we lived in Hawaii. And again, it's one of those where I think the weather and the climate has something to do with quilting, because I didn't want to quilt while I lived in Hawaii.
Yeah.
I went to the beach. You know how hard it is to sew at the beach?
So, now you would probably find a way if you went to the beach.
I think I would.
You?
I'd have like a little hut or something.
We have Monica's sewing hut. Please come see the Happy Zombies sewing hut.
Yeah. So
it would be very good. So, Miss Monica, what happens if you sort of need a jump start? Like, you know, what do you personally do if, like, all of a sudden you're sort of going, you know, do you do something special to get you going again?
I don't know. I've only experienced like a couple times where I was real like in a slump, but things just, I'll see something and it'll just hit me like, wow, I could make that into a quilt or something. I have something coming up in American Patchwork and Quilting, and there's a project in there that was inspired from something that I saw that I thought, wow, that looks more like a quilt than fill in the blank. I shouldn't say what it is.
Okay, it's a big tease. You have to be watching for it.
Yeah. So,
well, I think a lot of us will, look at things and think quilts, don't you think? I mean, you
yeah,
just
I
look
so
at stuff
too.
And it's like everything looks like a quilt.
Right, right.
Yeah. I could make that a quilt. I could turn that into a quilt. Everything. It's
yeah.
sort of crazy. Your brain can't stop sometimes. It just doesn't.
And also, too, like, it's almost like, you know, like sometimes you're grasping for things. Like, oh, I want to do something new. Or, you know, and I find Twitter is not so much a huge time suck for reading and conversing on it, but what people are showing they're doing, and it's like, well, I want to do that, too. Like right now, there's the Farmer's Wife quilt along that just started. And it's like, oh, I have to do that too. Even though I have a to-do list and deadlines, it's like, I got to jump in on that.
Yeah. Oh, I know. And like right now, like I'm out on your site going, oh, I haven't done this one of Monica's and I haven't done that one of Monica's yet.
It's a dangerous place. And it's like, what did we do before the internet?
Oh, my gosh.
And then, I mean, I have magazines that go way back, but it's like now the internet tells me, oh, look at this magazine and look at this magazine. So now I'm getting even more. So
It's dangerous. It's dangerous. It's
like
really
the internet
dangerous.
Is like there's like a guy on a corner with the trench coat and he opens it up, you know, and there's like he's got little projects dangling from it. You know?
That's right. Come make this quilt, little girl. There we go.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, Monica, this has been fun, fun, fun. I'm going to have you come back on, and we'll chat about something different next time.
Oh, I would love to. I would love to. Yeah, Barbara and Mary are probably thinking, God, is she ever going to stop talking?
Yeah, no, you're
on. Choose more than 100 of your favorite patterns from
American
Patchwork and Quilting. Thank you.
Quilts and More and Quilt Sampler, all available online. Buy downloadable patterns today at apqshop.com.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Pam.
What have you been quilting lately?
I just finished a Lone Star quilt for my niece's wedding.
Oh, I can't wait to see the finished quilt.
Me too. I have so many finished tops that I'm really considering looking into a long arm of my own. Don't you have a handy quilter? I've heard good things about them.
I do, and I love my HQ18 Avante. No more UFOs at my house. I have so much space to work with, and it's so fast. The stitch regulator gives me perfect stitches every time, and the precision glide track systems makes quilting so smooth I could quilt all day.
I would love that. I've been looking at the HQ24 Fusion.
Oh, I think that would be perfect for you. It's got all the great HQ features of the Avante with more throat space. You'll love working with Handy Quilter. Their customer service is top-notch.
Visit HandyQuilter.com to request a free demo DVD or find an HQ rep in your area. Handy Quilter, designed by a quilter for quilters.
Moda Fabrics brings you the hottest new fabric lines for quilting. We work with more than 40 of your favorite independent designers, as well as in-house design staff to make sure you have the latest and greatest in fabrics. We're committed to creating high-quality products and providing excellent customer service. And for 35 years, Moda Fabrics has proudly supported the independent quilt shop. Visit your local independent quilt shop to see what's new from Moda Fabrics.
Looking for fresh, simple, and fun projects and ideas? Check out the current issue of Quilts and More magazine at your local quilt shop or on newsstands.
So we're back with American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. I'm your host, Pat Sloan, and I have a set of designers with me that I'm just super, super excited to have on the show. Now, first I have to give you this story because I was at the trade show in Salt Lake City the other week, and I'm running around, and it's dinner time, and who do I run into but half of this fabulous design team of me and my sister. I ran into Barb Groves, and she's like, you have to come to dinner. So we went and grabbed Mary, and we went to dinner, and we just had the best time. So here we are with Barb Groves and her sister Mary. Okay, Mary, I've lost your name. Jacobson. So, hi, girls. How are you?
Hi, Pat. Hello.
Hello, hi. Hello. And you're not twins, are you?
No. Oh, no. Barb's much older. Can't you tell?
Well, you know, I just thought you looked like twins. So,
Yeah. I have a funny story about that.
Okay.
Okay. One time we went to the Penny's store. Do you know what Penny's the price?
Yes.
They don't have them everywhere anymore, but we went to Penny's, and we were at the checkout, and we were behind each other in line, and the cashier said, oh, how cute, mother and daughters. I wanted to kill her. I said, don't you dare tell us which one you think is the mother.
Yeah, that's it, right. Don't share that information. I just think you two are adorable. We had a great time. We went to dinner with our driver. Do you remember our driver?
Oh, Bubba.
That's right.
Bubba, our driver.
Yes, he took us, and he picked us up again.
Yes. We liked Bubba.
Yeah, we did. Now, so tell me a little bit about, you know, how did you two decide to work together? Because, you know, working with family is a unique situation that not everybody finds enjoyable, but you do. So tell me how you got started working together.
Well, Mary loved to sew, and she sewed all of her daughter's clothes. She has two daughters, and she sewed all of her daughter's clothes for years and years and years and years until they both got sick of the color pink, and they wanted, you know, like
labels.
Oh, Mary, they wanted like store clothing. Is
right,
that it?
Yes. They didn't want to wear things that Mom made anymore. So there was a quilt store near me, and I said, well, let's take a quilting class. So all those garment clothes things that she was making got transferred into quilting. And it's been fun ever since. I was an x-ray tech for 25 years, and I quit my job, and Mary was in mortgage management, and she quit her job, and quilting became a full-time job for us.
So the two of you actually opened a store first. Is that correct?
Yes. So how we have brick and mortar. It's called the Quilter's Coop.
Ah.
And it's no longer there. It's sold three or four times since we were the original owners. Well, actually, it is in the same location now, but they changed the name, and it's under new owners again and all that. And it's doing really well.
And you're located where? Tell people where you are.
Oh, we're in Phoenix, Arizona.
So people may have visited you when they were on vacation.
They certainly did. We had a great location. We were right off the freeway, you know, not even a block off the one of the main freeways. So it was really, really convenient and easy to get to. But we had never worked so hard in our whole lives. I appreciate every quilt shop owner out there and all the hard work they do, because it is a real love that they do that.
It is. It's amazing. How did you two decide to start designing? Did that happen while you were in the shop? I mean, did you not find things you needed? How did that happen?
Well, actually, it did and it didn't. When we had the shop, we had a great motor rep. His name was Ron Wiggins, and he became a friend. Mm-hmm. And even after we sold the shop, when he'd come into town, he'd call us, and the families would go out to dinner, and we meet and just have a good time. And after Mary and I sold the shop, it was about 2 or 3 years, Mary, something
probably,
like that.
Yeah.
And he had met us for dinner, and we said, "Ron, how hard is it to get to be a designer for Moda?" And he said, "Well, call this lady and talk to her, and she's really nice, and she'll listen to you." And I said, "Okay, well, that's what we'll do." And I figured, you know, the only thing you can say is no.
That's right. That's
so Mary
right.
and I got this whole presentation together, and we emailed it to Moda in Dallas. And we got a phone call. A couple days later, Mary and I, let me back up a little bit. We were out shopping for the day, one of our other favorite pastimes.
No, you guys shop?
Sometimes. But we had been out for the day, and I came home, and there was a message on my machine, and I answered it, and she said, "Hi, this is Cheryl with Moda Fabrics, and we got your presentation, and we'd love you to design something for us." And I was so excited that I pushed delete instead of save.
Oh, my gosh.
I deleted the whole message. Poor Mary never got to hear it. And I called Cheryl back, and I said, "Cheryl, could you please leave the message again?"
Oh.
I think she thought I was kidding, so she never did. Yeah.
No.
Poor me. Oh, poor Mary. Yeah, the middle child.
Oh, Mary, I just feel for you. Well, you got to design anyways.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we just, since we're talking about fabric, you know, why don't we just go a little bit further and talk about how you, your design process, because there are two of you. What is your flow to get a new design or new collection of fabric drawn?
Well, actually, we do the designing work together. The business actually has a natural split, and I don't know how it happened, but we actually have most of the duties split, and it's a very clear line. Mary is the bookkeeping, the business, the number cruncher, to take care of paying the bills, the collecting the bills. I, on the other side, I answer the emails, and I deal with the people calls and do all that sort of thing. But the design is actually where we meet in the middle, and it's very strange because people say, "Don't you fight and argue about it?" And like we usually agree instantly or we disagree instantly.
Sometimes she has a really pukey green, though. I'm the color person.
Oh, yeah, Mary's the color. I call her the color Nazi.
Yeah. Oh, Barb, that green. No. Ooh.
Yeah,
So you have to nix a green every so often, Mary.
And then I fight a lot, and I say, "Oh, we have pink again."
No. Yes. Now pink would happen to be Mary's favorite color, I take
it. Yeah, my color.
Yeah. Yes. But actually, it works out really well. And people have asked us all the time, "Do you guys fight? Do you argue?" And we really don't. And actually, at last market, Ann Sutton from Bunny Hill said, "Well, don't you guys even get tired of each other?" No, not really. I don't know. Mary maybe gets tired of me and she doesn't tell me.
Okay, this is it, Barb. No, I'm a follower and I enjoy it. Barb is pretty headstrong and I don't mind it.
After many years, you've become fabulous partners, it sounds like.
Oh, I wouldn't work with anybody else.
No.
Man.
Mary always says, if you want an honest answer, ask a sister.
Yeah.
In fact, we have this wonderful lunch place that we like to go to, and on the way there's this polygraph store.
Oh.
And they have this, and every time we go, the next time we have a decision to make, and Mary just says, oh, yeah, sure, I like that, I'm going to go and have her polygraph.
Oh, yeah.
I'll know the true answer.
Your butt does look good, Barb.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are just so fun. I mean, I loved when we went to dinner because all we did was giggle the whole time.
I know. It happens. Yeah, we do that a lot.
Yeah, well, you know, that's good. Why have a job that's not fun, huh?
No, this is really fun. We pinch ourselves every day. To be able to work with fabric and design fabric and patterns and books and stuff, we really are blessed, and we just pinch ourselves every day.
Well, you were featured in American Patchwork and Quilting magazine.
Yes.
Yeah, you had. Do you remember what issue it was that...
It was August of last year.
Okay.
And the team from American Patchwork came out. I think there were, three of them? The photographer and his assistant and Elizabeth Dumbo came. And we had a wonderful time. Elizabeth was not familiar with Arizona at all, so we had fun. We took him out to a cowboy bar that had live cowboy music and campfires, cooked s'mores.
Fun.
When we came home, she was still... Everybody around here has scorpions. We all have black lights in our house so that at night, you know, you can turn your black light on because the scorpions glow in the dark.
They glow lime green.
Yeah, they're lime.
Oh, they're really cute. Yeah.
So Elizabeth, Mary took her out in the backyard with the black light, and she found two or three scorpions, and she was just happy. Oh, she just couldn't have been happier.
She was happy. Well, that's good because I would have been like screaming bloody murder.
Yeah, she was easily amused.
Yeah, but they were wonderful to work with.
They were fun.
And we had a great time. We'd love for them to come out again.
Well, now on the website, allpeoplequilts.com, if you search Me and My Sister Designs, which is Barb and Mary's company name, you can find a little blurb about the sort of like an outtakes of when they went to visit. So it's very cute. You have to go over to the website and check it out. So in your studios, do you go to each other's houses? Because you obviously have your own lives. You know, you can see on your website, you're both married and you have children and you live close to each other. But do you go to each other's workspace?
We do. A lot of times when we have to work on the computer, we'll go to Mary's house. Because both of her daughters have a background in graphic design. And actually, Mary's oldest daughter is going back for her second degree in computer programming. I don't think they like it, but Mary and I sit there, and whenever we hit a glitch, we yell for the girls, help! And I think half the time they pretend like they don't hear us, but it works out.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
That'd be horrible.
Well, it's nice to have your own built-in tech support team, you know?
And we're so lucky. I don't know what we're going to do when her daughter Kendra graduates with her second degree, and she'll go and get a good job somewhere, and I don't know what we're going to do. Call her.
Yeah, you just have to go to her house and design there.
Ooh, good threat. Yeah.
Yeah, that might not work so good, huh? Well, your website is beautiful. Your website is meandmysisterdesigns.com, and you have some really great things, including some free patterns, which is very nice of you.
Well, with each fabric group that we design for Moda, we always try to offer some kind of small little free project so that it gives the customers some ideas on how to use the fabrics and what they can do with it.
Yeah, I like the, you have one that's like this strawberry lemonade pincushion that is just stinking cute.
Oh, isn't that adorable? Actually, Margot, I don't know how to say her name, Lamoureux, she's a Canadian designer, and she actually designed that. When we had the group Strawberry Lemonade, she said it was a Heart's Desire pincushion, I think it was.
And there you go. Hey, we're going to take a little break, girls. And we'll be right back with American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. Come right back after the break.
Find out about our newest online sweepstakes and contests and how you can enter at allpeoplequilt.com/promos.
Come see what's cooking at the Moda Bake Shop website. You'll find free recipes for using the wide range of Moda pre-cuts from your favorite designers and quilt shops. We've got ideas for using a variety of ingredients, including honey buns, jelly rolls, layer cakes, charm packs, and more. Instructions with detailed step-by-step photos guide you through the recipes and the fun. New projects served up daily at modabakeshop.com.
Do you love free motion quilting but struggle to fit your project in a small throat space? The HQ Suite 16 is designed for you. With 16 inches of throat space, there is room to work on even a king-size quilt. The smooth surface of our height-adjustable table allows your project to glide under the needle with ease. The HQ Suite 16 is built with powerful HQ technology designed to handle all your quilting projects.
Visit HandyQuilter.com to request a free demo DVD or find an HQ rep in your area. Handy Quilter, designed by a quilter for quilters.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Keltner, Executive Editor of American Patchwork and Quilting, and I'd like to invite you to join me in making a pillowcase and making a difference. It's easy. Make and donate pillowcases in your local community. Use your favorite pattern or choose from one of the free patterns at allpeoplequilt.com. Whether you sew pillowcases with a group or by yourself, you can help someone less fortunate. You could donate them to a women's shelter, boys or girls club, homeless shelter, veterans home, or any other organization you know of in need. Once you donate the pillowcases, log on to allpeoplequilt.com. Click on the box in the upper right-hand corner for the 1 million pillowcase challenge and enter the number of pillowcases you created to our national tally. We know quilting changes everything, and we're out to show the world just how much quilters care. Please join the American Patchwork and Quilting 1 million pillowcase challenge. We're counting on you.
We're listening to you. Comment on today's show and tell us your ideas for future shows. Visit the contact page on our website, allpeoplequilt.com. Now, back to the show. Here's Pat.
Welcome back to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. I'm your host, Pat Sloan. We're here chatting with Barb and Mary of Me and My Sister Designs. So I really like to know how you sort your fabrics. I mean, you have a very distinct color palette. It's very fresh and bright and clear. What does your fabric collection look like? Either
Four.
One of you. Are they different? Let's start there. Mary, is yours different from Barb's?
Oh, yes.
Oh, really?
Oh,
pink.
Very. Night and day. I've always been the bright, the clear colors. I love the 30 reproductions. I always called Barb dull and dreary.
Oh, no.
She's come to the bright.
I have guessed.
So we're intense pastels now. So, but, oh, Barb doesn't keep fabric.
No, I don't.
She brings it all over to my house, and I have to store it.
I do.
Oh, really?
I think. I don't like, I have enough clutter in my sewing room. I was listening to some of your earlier broadcasts, and people were telling how organized they were and how wonderful their studios are. Don't come to mine. I have a fabric closet, and it's just, you can get in about 2 feet, and that's about it.
That's about it, huh? You just go over to Mary's when you need fabric.
Yeah, when she wants something, she comes to my house.
I just shop at Mary's.
Yeah, she shops at my house. But having the store was wonderful.
Oh, I know.
It was like one for you, two for me. It was wonderful. But I've since gotten rid of all that, donated it all to, like, Project Linus and stuff. But now we do our own.
Yeah, you probably, I mean, I find that when I design, I mean, I rarely, you know, have a chance to make things from older fabric because we're always working with what's new, working with our own lines or newer lines by the companies. Do you find the same thing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It keeps us really busy. And with all the deadlines and things like that that you well know, it keeps us busy night and day.
So why don't we talk about one of the projects you have out on allpeoplequilt.com. You can do the search, and it comes up with several things. But tell me a little bit. I found this pink, the quilt pink embroidered hearts and flowers project.
It's
just,
that was so much fun.
It's beautiful.
Well, thank you. Early in our fabric designing career, Moda asked us if we would like to have a couple of our mixer prints, you know, like the little blenders, the little dots and squiggles and whatnot, put into this quilt pink group that American Patchwork and Quilting was sponsoring. And we said, sure. So all the royalties and proceeds from that went to breast cancer. And we did a little project that went along with that. And I love to embroider. So if they have a chance to go look at the project, it's got little embroidered hearts on it with the breast cancer pink ribbon in some of them. It was just a really fun project, and we got to use Mary's favorite colors, pink. I got to do a little embroidery. It was for a good cause.
Now, who does the actual, making of these quilts? You know, is this particular one made by one of you, or do you both make them?
That would be the one that Barb made.
Oh. Oh, my.
Oh, my. Oh,
what?
Whatever the line of fabric
was. Happy. Yeah. We went to Quilt Market, and Mary had made, like, these 15 quilts. Mm-hmm. Not only do we have to make a lot of quilts, but we make two and three of each because they go on trunk shows or Moda needs them. The sales reps might need them for something. So we usually make two or three of each one. Mm-hmm. And we had been to market, and I can't remember what I made.
You had tied some little strips of fabric around a basket.
Oh, that's what I did. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
And
we got stopped so many times for such a clever thing you did.
I know. Mary made every single of the, one of the 15 quilts in the booth. Nobody said a word. They liked
the basket. No one noticed her basket, and she tied knots of fabric on it. You were so clever.
Talented, Barb.
You know, it's just good that you're both so clever, you know, that you could just show off, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, you know, I'm going to start doing those baskets because maybe everybody will stop by my things then. You know, it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
It did pay off, yeah.
Okay, so why don't you tell me about your newest book because it looks quite amazing.
Oh, well, thank you. It's called Three Times the Charm. Mm-hmm. We've done books for Patchwork Place and Leisure Arts, but we thought that this new book particularly was a good fit for Leisure Arts because they can keep their price point so low. We always get requests from people asking, what can I do with this charm pack? What should I do? So we decided, well, we'll give them some ideas. So we came up with seven different little quilts, all made from a charm pack. They vary in sizes from little table toppers to sizes, so some that can be used for baby quilts. We made them out of three different charm packs. So each quilt is shown in three colorways. So you get of 21 quilts for $9.95.
Wow, that's a good deal.
It is a very good deal.
I think I might have to have that for my collection. Might have to do that. People, when they go to your website, can they order things directly from you, or they need to, you know, they go to their local quilt shop and other stores?
No, we don't sell any retail.
Okay.
We made that decision a couple years ago, and it keeps us sane.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have places where they can purchase. Almost everything on our website that you might want, we have a link to someone else where you can purchase it.
Ah, I see that. That's excellent. Good customer service from you girls.
Well, we try.
Now, you're also a product developer, which I just think is you have this fabulous, fabulous Sidewinder. How the heck did that come about?
Oh, my gosh. That was so much fun. Let's see. It was probably our second group for Moda. We were at Quilt Market.
Early.
I think it was Houston. And this really nice lady came by named Helen Gregory.
Uh-huh, I know Helen.
She said, well, I'm with Wright, and now they're Wright Simplicity, because mm-hmm. they were purchased by Simplicity. But she was back when they were working at Wright, and she came by and she said, do you guys have any ideas for any quilting tools or gadgets? And Mary and I looked at her and we said, yeah, actually we do. I have mm-hmm. this really old sewing machine and I hate to unthread it to wind bobbins. So we have this idea. So it took a few years to develop. Mm-hmm. We got a nice trip out to Brimfield's the antique show that was being held there.
Oh!
New Jersey?
Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah.
Wherever Wright was at the time.
Yeah, and we got to tour the Wright plant. It was a really neat old brick building along a river. Really neat. Because we don't have any architecture like that out here, so we enjoyed that, looking at all the buildings and stuff. We got to tour the facility, and it was just a lot of fun, and it was a great project, and we had fun working with them.
So you recently have actually come out with a second version, right?
Yep, the deluxe Sidewinder.
And
it's
what's
a bigger, better model. It is more expensive, but it's more powerful, and mm-hmm. you can use cone bobbins off of it. And one of the things with the first little Sidewinder was that it didn't, the little spindle didn't fit all sewing machines. So now it has an interchangeable spindle that mm-hmm. you can use, you know, if you have several different sewing machines, you can change it around.
And they very also, good.
This quilt market, they introduced another few tools to go with it called the Mini Swift. And the Mini Swift works with embroidery threads. And you know how when you buy embroidery thread and you put it on those little cards and stick mm-hmm. it in your little organizer? Mm-hmm. Well, the Mini Swift will just take that skein of embroidery floss and put it right on a bobbin for you.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, I haven't tried it yet, but I'm itching to do it.
Yes, I missed that. I missed somehow certain section of booths at market this time. I don't know what happened, but I keep going, oh, I missed that. Now,
with
quilt market, do you guys actually get to go out of the booth much, or do you hang in the booth all the time?
Not really. We stay in the booth almost all the time. We very rarely get to see the show. This last time, we've been making a special point to at least get out and walk the show a little bit, and we've mm-hmm. Enlisted friends to babysit our booth for a couple hours so we can at least go out and walk the show. And it was really nice. We did that this time when we actually got to meet some other designers and meet some people that we'd always heard of but never mm-hmm. got to really meet.
It's difficult, isn't it? Because if you leave your booth, there's always somebody you need to talk to who comes by.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, tell us about the hopscotch mat. Hopscotch mat that you were actually demoing in your booth.
Yes, Mary made those and demoed them.
Yes, I made all of them. Yeah, Barb.
Did she embroider her name on the Made by Mary?
By Mary. No, not yet. But don't give her any ideas. But and it was fun because usually we make our quilts out of collections and they're very collection oriented. Mm-hmm. But this one was fun because we made it scrappy, and I think Mary used at least 18 of our different fabric lines in there. So it was fun to see, and that people would come up and try to figure out which one that group was from, and it was really fun.
Yeah, it's actually made for children to use on the floor. It's not a wall hanging.
Right, right. You could also put it as a throw on the bed, or they could wrap mm-hmm. them around it, wrap it around themselves to watch television.
They'd be jumping on the bed, though.
Yeah, they'd just...
yeah.
You could tell your moms and you have kids. Oh, no, don't put it on the bed.
Kids and dogs and cats.
Oh, yes, you do have pets. Do you both have pets or just Barb?
I have grand cats.
Oh, okay. Well, that counts.
Special dog.
I have my dogs.
Yes, we know. You love your dogs.
I love my dogs.
So, do you guys travel any to teach, or do you just do the trade shows?
No, we travel to teach. We have some places that we go yearly that we've gotten a little following down there. We go on to a place in Florida every year, and that's always been fun. I think we've been there four or five times now. Yeah. That's fun. We recently went up to the Holly Hill Quilt Shop in Oregon and taught there. It's a wonderful, beautiful store. We just travel a lot. We go someplace almost every month.
Oh, okay. And you go together, or do you book yourselves separately?
Oh, no, always together.
Always together.
Always together. It's much easier to handle a bunch of rowdy quilters with two people than one.
Oh, then I need an assistant. That's what I need when I teach.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to have one of you come along. Maybe both of you. You come.
Yeah,
along
where are you going next?
That would be fun. That would be fun. So what do you do when you need a jump start? Mary, you tell me what you do.
Oh, I just feed her chocolate cake.
Oh, chocolate. Oh, gosh.
Oh, lots of chocolate. That's the answer.
There you go. I have been found in my fabric closet just sitting on the floor playing with fabric. Mm-hmm. It's bad. My kids know where to find me.
Well, yeah. I think that works. You got to touch the fabric.
We shop a lot because you get inspired by a lot of things.
Yeah. I like to look at catalogs. I get a lot of catalogs, and sometimes I'll look through catalogs.
Yeah.
That's sort of like going on the internet, too. You can go
right
on there and look at stuff.
Right. Yeah.
We don't have nature here in Arizona, you know, to go look at florals and, flowers and things for inspiration. But I like to play with colors. I like lots of colors in my quilt.
Mary's scrappy quilt. Mary's responsible for our colors. She's the one that says yes or no to this and that.
Cool. And now you guys have just another project coming out for Quilts and More in the summer issue, right?
Yeah. It just hit the newsstands, I think, last week.
Okay. What is it?
It was a table center, and it uses 2.5-inch strips, so you could use a jelly roll, but it's small enough, so, I mean, you would only use a part of the jelly roll. But it's got an easy new method. Well, I don't think it's new, but it was new to us. It's made in a tube so that you you put the backing on at the same time and you quilt it all together. So it's kind of fun. Easy to do, easy to make for the holidays.
Wonderful. Well, you know, this has been amazing to chat with you.
I know. You're just so nice.
I'm going to have to come visit you in Arizona. You know that.
Oh, please do. Yes. And you can see my messy sewing room.
All right. I'm dying to see it.
And I clean up after every project.
Yes, they were so different like that.
So different.
I'm dying to see that, too. Well, I want to thank Barb Groves and Mary Jacobson, the Me and My Sister Design team. You can go find them at meandmysisterdesigns.com. Thank you, girls.
Thank you, Pat.
This has been American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. You can check out all the things on allpeoplequilt.com and see all the free patterns and tutorials. And next time, come back for our show next week, where I'm talking with Monica Dillard of Open Gate Quilts and Vicki Hoth, who is a handy quilter educator. We're going to talk machine quilting. So this is American Patchwork and Quilting Radio, and I'm your host, Pat Sloan. See you next week.
Remember to visit allpeoplequilt.com for more information on topics from today's show, as well as how-to videos, free printable patterns, and additional tips and techniques. Thanks for listening to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio.